Well, a good afternoon to you, people of Mansfield. We're here for just a short time this afternoon. We've come to you because we love you. God has commanded us to love our neighbour, and you're our neighbours. You know, it might be a motorway that separates us, but you're still our neighbour. You know, as I said to you before, you know, if your neighbour's house was in fire, what would you do? Well, if you loved them anyway, lest maybe you had one of them neighbours from hell, some of them about these days. But if you loved your neighbour, you know, you would, well, you wouldn't just knock on his door, would you? You'd kick the door in and you'd drag him out the flames if his house was on fire and he wasn't aware of it. So we're here to tell you, you know, you're living in a city of destruction and you need to get out of it quick while there's still time. Bible says the time is short, and so therefore you need to repent and believe the gospel. You know, we've had an awful lot of light in this country of ours. Some of the youngsters, of course, they won't much appreciate it. You know, there's not a lot of history taught these days to our youngsters, but I ain't got to go back too far in our history, you know, to know that this is a nation that's been blessed of God, you know, in times past in mighty ways. We used to send Christian missionaries and ministers all over the world, four corners of the globe. And now, you know, it breaks my heart, but, you know, you can't even talk to you. You know, can't even get a reasonable conversation with you. You know, not here to mither you. You know, not here because I hate you. You know, not here because I want to lay anything heavy on you. Just talk to you, that's all. You know, harm's in talking, you know. But what kind of people is it? I ask you, you can't talk to them, you know. Can't get a reasonable and sensible conversation with them. You know, the Bible, God says, come now. Come now, says the Lord, and let us reason together. You know, God's made you a reasonable, a rational creature. You know, they come to you just want to reason with you. You know, talk to you, you know, about things of eternal importance, things that matter more than anything else in your life today. Because, you know, time is short, you don't know just how short it is. You know, it's been proven time and time again. You know, my colleagues in the gospel, we talked to people, you know, pleaded with them, you know, implored them to be reconciled to God, and they found that the next day that person's gone out of this world and into eternity. You know, you don't know, the time is short. Maybe, you know, as the Lord Jesus Christ come tonight, come tomorrow, and you're not ready. Or maybe he come take you out of this world. You know, the strongest and the youngest of you and the fittest of you. You know, there are a thousand ways and more that God could remove you from the face of this earth just in seconds. You don't know, you know, you walk out the place, a bus hits you, heart attack, you know. You just don't know, people. You just don't know. The time is short. And so, we just ask you this afternoon to listen. You know, you want to converse. We talk to you, you know. Don't lay anything heavy on you. You know, I'm not here to mither you. You know, tell you what to do. We're not cult leaders. Just a minister of the gospel. Just a preacher of God's grace. I'm just a beggar that's here that's found bread. And I'm here to tell you where you can find bread. You know, I'm just a sinner. You know, that's found grace, and I'm here to tell you where you can find grace too. But see what I mean? So what's the reason for that? Eh? See what I mean? The reaction of people. You know, all we're asking is, you know, just a reasonable conversation. Just talk to us all. Not here to harm you or hurt you. You know, the Bible says about Jesus, he only ever went about doing good. And you know, he was the goodest man that ever walked the face of this earth. And you know what they did to him? Huh? They didn't leave him alone for 5 minutes. They hounded him, harassed him, and eventually they took him and they whipped him and scourged him until his back was like a ploughed field, and then he nailed him to a cross. And that's what you get for being good. That's what you get for being good. Well, people, you know, light, you know, you've had an awful lot of light in this country. You know, you got the Bible. You've had it for a long, long time. Still got some churches. You still got freedom. I don't know how long for now, but it's slowly going away. Time will be where you won't hear the voice of a street preacher. Some of you will be glad. Some of you will rejoice, doubtless. But you know, your freedom is slowly going away, been taken away from you. So how long you got left? How many more times you hear the gospel? How many more times God plead with you to be reconciled to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ? Well, I don't know, but we're here today. But you know, light brings responsibility. You know, the more light you get, the more responsible you are. And some of you, well, I don't know. I don't know what your history is. I don't know what the past is, you know, is like, but you go on resisting the light. You go on resisting the truth. You go on resisting the grace of God. Well, the end of that is, you know, you get harder. You get more cynical. Your conscience becomes seared, and you get to that point where you're just playing, you know, past the place of redemption. You know, you're gone, man. You know, but you know, some of you, I don't know, maybe some of you were brought up in the church, you know, days past, maybe Sunday school, maybe you could come and you could tell me, you know, you could quote verses of the Bible to me. You know, because you were in Sunday school, and you maybe tell me some of the old hymns, you know, how you used to sing them in Sunday school. That was light. That was gospel light that was given to you. But you got to the point where you said, ah, this isn't for me, you know, I'm for the world. And off you went into the world, but you still had that light, and you're still responsible before God. Maybe some of you in the past, you taught in Sunday school, you taught other kids from the Bible about the things of God and the things of Christianity, but now you're nowhere. Now you've kicked it in a touch, you know, but hey, that light, you had that light from God. You had it for a while, you know, and now you're walking in the darkness and you're walking into the darkness. But people, that light brings responsibility. Maybe some of you had Christian parents, you know, and maybe they taught you, and maybe they prayed for you. Maybe some of you are still praying for you, that you'd be saved, that God would come to you and shine the light into your hearts and minds and reveal the knowledge of Himself to you in the face of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, but you're nowhere. Again, you just walked away from it. You broke your old mother's heart. Eh? She used to sit you on her knee and pray for you as a kid. You know, but now you walked away from it. You broke her heart. You broke your father's heart. You sinned against the light. The Bible talks about people like that. They sin against the light. They offend. They offend the light that's given to them. And that brings an awesome responsibility, you know. Talked to a young girl back in my town over there in Stoke, you know, and young teenager, And she's talking to me, and she's rebelling against the things of the Lord, and saying terrible, wicked things, you know. And then she's telling me, you know, that she was brought up as a Christian. And I said to her, well, girl, if that's the truth, you're in an awful dangerous, dangerous place. Because God takes you out of this world, and you've had that light, it'll be worse for you. Worse for you than for others. You see, according to the measure of light that you've had, God will judge you. Then, of course, hearers, those who have heard the word of God countless times before, whether it be in a church or not, so no matter. You know, maybe you sat in a church for years, you know, and, well, you think you never get nothing out of it, so you walked away again, you know, or maybe you've been here in the marketplace and you've heard other street preachers. Maybe you've heard myself in the past months or so. But you see, people, it's all light. It's all light, it's not knowledge. Understanding is given to you from the God that you already know exists. See, that's the thing, people. You know that God doesn't send anybody to hell for not believing in the God that they didn't know existed. But he will send people to hell for not believing in the God that they know exists. Ain't no such thing as an atheist, people. Ain't no such thing as an atheist. You might profess to be such, but you're not, people. There aren't no atheists. You know that God is. He's made it plain to you, shown it to you. He says that you even understand it, that he is. But you suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because you know, if you've heard the word of God, if you've heard the words of Jesus, you know, Jesus, he said, the end of one message he gave, but he was preaching on the streets just like we are today. You know, he's telling the people about the kingdom of God. And at the end of it, he said this to the people. He said, you know, he says, those who hear his words and do them, he says, they're like somebody, you know, who dig down and build their house on a rock. And of course, they're immovable. Immovable. There you go. Light, you see, madam, that light will come back and bite your butt one day if you don't repent and believe the gospel. You see, and Jesus said, you know, he says, the person who hears my words and, you know, does nothing about them or does nothing with them, doesn't obey them, he says, I'll tell you what that person is like. Like somebody just built their house on the sand. And then came the storm, then came the wind, then came the judgment of Almighty God, and great was their fall. You see, you get the light, you get to hearing God's word, that brings responsibility, awesome responsibility. I'm bringing more responsibility on you today, because I'm bringing more light to you. And you don't walk out the darkness, you don't about turn, you don't repent and believe the gospel, people. The end of that is awful, it's terrible. Then, of course, you got immoral professors of religion, and you got a whole bunch of them in your country today. And they fill churches and pulpits, you know, and they condemn other people for their sins, for their wrongdoings. You know things wrong. You know, you go ahead and do it, it's worse for you. Because if you know things wrong, well, that's light. You've had light, and you sin against the light. Well, the offense is greater. And here you are, you know, and you condemn other people, don't you? You condemn other people for the wrongdoing. All the business on the radio today about Jimmy Savile and Stuart Hall, those wicked sexual predators. You know, one's gone to his own place, one's gone to hell, the other one's waiting in the wings. He'll be going shortly too. But you know, you might condemn these men. You might say they're wicked, they ought to be hanged, and so on. You know? But hey, stop a minute, people. Stop a minute before you do that, will you? Because you look into your own heart. You look inside you. It might scare you. It might frighten you. Be like walking through a cemetery on a Saturday night in the dark. Scare the living daylights out of you. But people, you'll find things in there, in your own heart, that you condemn other people for. Because you see, people, here's the truth. We're all of us, you and I both, we've got deceitful hearts. They're desperately wicked. They're vile. They're full of uncleanness. Unless you wash and make yourself clean, unless you rise up, unless you waken up out of your sleep of death, unless you turn, unless you repent, believe the gospel, I tell you, people, you burn. The more light you've got, the more understanding you've got, more knowledge you've got, well, people, the more responsibility is yours. You see, you sin against the light, it gets worse. It gets worse for you. So, people, there's a way back to God from sin's dark path. There's a way back, and that's what we're here to tell you. That's what we're here, you know, because we love you. And we don't want you to go to hell. We don't want you to face eternal punishment. We want you to be saved. We want you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn people. I don't come to condemn you. I don't have to condemn you. You're already condemned. You're already under the condemnation of God. Why? Because you have not believed in the only Son of God. That's why. So you see, people, it's your own hearts, it's your own sin, it's your own unbelief that condemns you. I call you today to come out of the darkness and to come into the light. Use the light that's been given to you. Use the light that's been imparted to you, even here this afternoon. Come into the light, come out of the darkness. You know, the Bible says that men love the darkness. That's why they won't come to the light, because their deeds are evil. You know, people, you got this love affair going with sin. That's the trouble. That's why you won't come to the light. That's why you won't use the light that's given to you. Because you love the darkness. You love your sin. You got this love affair going with sin. And unless you break off that relationship, people, you'll perish. You know how to break off relationships? You know, you're well practiced at it in this generation. You know, you young women, you're fed up with a young man. Just kick him out the door. Get another one. You don't bother with marriage anymore. You have partners now. You have partners now, not husbands and wives. That's called fornication, people. That's a sin in the eyes of God. But you see, you know how to break off relationships. You know, you young men, you know, you got the woman with you, and you're fed up with her, and you want a bit of fresh. Just kick her out the door, get rid of her. You know how to break up relationships. Well, says God, you need to break up this relationship with sin. This love affair with sin's got to come to an end. You've got to forsake it. And you got to turn to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and get right with God. You can't get right with God no other way, people. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. No man comes to the Father only through me. Then, of course, elsewhere in the Bible, we read there's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we can be saved, only through Jesus. So use the light given to you. Come to the light. And of course, well, like I say, you know, some people, they have the light, but they suppress the truth. They suppress it in unrighteousness. Because, well, they don't want to find God. They don't want God. They don't want there to be a God. Same way as a police, a thief doesn't want there to be a policeman. You know, it's wishful thinking, people. You know, this nonsense about evolution. You know, give me one clue. Give me a heads up. Tell me, will you please? How can evolution possibly be true? You know, it's a fairy tale. You know, in your heart, it's not true. Such a nonsense. You can't bring nothing out of nothing. You can't bring something out of nothing. You know, listen to what they're telling you, man. You know, I question it. You know, here's the trouble. You know, you get it from your parents. You know, right from the cradle. Then you get it from primary school teachers, and then the secondary, and then the college, and then the university, and all the songs, all the media, you know, you get it pumped into you, you're indoctrinated with it, from the cradle and the most of you to the grave. You're indoctrinated with this lie. It's not a theory, it's not even that, it's a lie from the very pit of hell. And you use it to suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And it keeps you from the kingdom of God. It keeps you from His righteousness. It keeps you from His salvation, people. How can it be true? Eh? You know, you keep throwing this word at me. Science, you say. What about science? How can you do science without God?
What are you asking? He said, is this a doctor?
How can you possibly do science? How can you do philosophy? How can you do anything without God? You can't even have a meaningful thought without God. Unless God had revealed knowledge to us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Unless God had revealed knowledge to us, we couldn't do science. But God has revealed knowledge to us. That's why you can do science. Evolution tells you you're living in a changing universe. It's always in a state of flux. Is that right? Well, how can you do science? How can you do science if you live in a changing universe? The sun came up yesterday. The sun came up this morning. Will the sun come up tomorrow morning? You can't guarantee that if you're an evolutionist, but I can. Because there are what we call the laws of nature, and laws don't come out of matter. Laws come from an intelligent mind, and those laws of nature, they came from God. And you don't live in a changing universe, you live in an unchanging universe. And that's why you can do science. That's why you can do philosophy. That's why you can do logic. That's why you can do all these things, because God has revealed knowledge to us. You don't get that. You don't get that from matter. You don't get that from matter. Madam, you're sinning against the light, madam. You'll perish in your sin. Repent and believe the gospel while you yet have the time. Then, of course, well, there's the scoffers and the mockers, you know. Normally you can't get a hold on them. You know, they make sneering, scoffing remarks in the passing, but they're too cowardly to stand and have a discussion with you. You know, you won't get to talk to them, but of course it was the same. You know, when the Son of God was being crucified beneath the cross, they were all there, the scoffers and the mockers. But there were people who were being saved, people who were coming to a knowledge of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, being washed of their sin and made fit and right for God. So you see, people. You know, and then there are those, you know, who possess, they have the light, you know, but they don't do nothing with it. They won't do anything with it. They won't come to the light, well, because their deeds are evil. Maybe perhaps it frightens them. Maybe, you know, you think that way too. Maybe things that you've done in the past, and you think to yourself, you know, well, you know, with the catalogue that I've got behind me, you know, the sins and the stuff that I've been doing in the past, and you're telling me that I could be forgiven, get right with God, you must be joking. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. People, I don't care. I don't care what you've been doing in the past. Hi, how you doing?
I'm not telling you to move around, it's just no. Turn it down.
Well, okay, a little bit.
It's just a bit loud.
Okay,
right.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you very much.
No, no problem, thank you. So I say, people, it's, you know, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've been doing, you know, there's no sin that's deeper than the grace of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. The love of God, people, beyond measure, vast as an ocean. How can anybody possibly describe it? But that there is forgiveness. You know, the gospel, we got the gospel. We got the good news to declare to you. The fact that there is a gospel. That shows, does it not, to you, there's a willingness on the part of God to forgive sinners. You know, you got the testimonies of men and women in the Bible alone. You know, people who were wicked and vile, did the most atrocious things, but they found forgiveness with God. You know, and my friends here with me today and I myself, we could testify to our past lives that were anything but good. You know, just as vile as any. Drunken and all kinds of debauchery, you know. But we found forgiveness because there's mercy with God. The fact we've got the gospel, you see, people, is the very proof of that. You know, that God loves and God is willing, you know, to save sinners. The fact that He sent His Son, Jesus, into the world, that He gave Him and gave Him up to the death of the cross in order that folk like you and I might be saved. And then the fact that Jesus Himself came, you know, and lived and loved, in spite of the way that He was treated, even as He's dying on the cross, He's crying to His Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And neither did they. The Bible says if they'd known who He was, that He was the Prince of Glory, they would never have crucified Him. You see, some people, they say it was the nails that held Jesus to the cross. It wasn't. It was His love for sinners such as you and I. Some people, don't be thinking that. Don't be thinking that you're beyond the pale. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet a while. You know, whatever your case is, whatever your situation might be, whatever the catalogue of offences are lying behind you, there's a way back to God. You know, come to the light of the world, that is, Jesus. Let Him shine the love of God into your heart and your mind. Let Him bring you into the fullness of the light and the love of God. That's what Jesus came for, to impart love, real love, to set the captive free, to liberate you, to give you life, people, not existence. What you got now is existence, not life. Eternal life, overflowing, abundant life. Is that how you would describe yourself this afternoon? Somebody with abundant life in you? Or is it just the boring, every day, down to the market, home from the market, Coronation Street, back to the market next day, and round you go, in never-ending, boring circles, and you call that life? And you say to me, get a life? That's exactly what Jesus is saying to you, people. Get a life. And He's the one who can give you that life. The only one who can give it to you. World can't give you life. Pick up a newspaper. Watch your television news bulletin. And what do you got? You got death on every single one, because that's all that the world can produce, is nothing but death. Only the author of life, Only Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Only He can give you life. A life abundant. Life eternal. In all its fullness. Life without the sin factor. Life without the muck. Life without the filth. Life without the, you know, the heaven-daring abominations that people do in this society of ours today. So people, tell you another offense against the light. You know, when you hinder other people, you know, one thing, take yourself to hell. I get some people, you might not believe it, but I get some people tell me that's where they want to go. Well, you want to go to hell? Well, that's entirely up to you. But I tell you this, when you start to hinder other people, when you infect other people with your unbelief, when you keep other people back from the light, you keep other people from receiving the light, you keep other people from listening to the Word of God, reading the Bible, going to a church maybe, listening to the street preacher, you begin to hinder other people from coming to the light. Your case is serious, people. Don't you be doing that. Because your punishment will be dreadful. Your end will be absolutely an awful dreadful. You see, all darkness in the Bible, not talking about the darkness of night. All darkness in the Bible, sin. Darkness, and of course there's degrees of it. And of course, the more and more you walk into the darkness, the more and more your heart and your life becomes darkened, more sinful, more unbelieving, more cynical, more wicked. Out of the wicked comes wickedness. Can't get nothing else. Can't get a clean thing out of an unclean. Can't get a good thing out of a wicked person. Heart and nature's got to be changed. Got to be washed and made clean. Then you get something clean out. You make the tree good and the fruit will be good. You make the man's heart good and his life will be good. But you got to change the heart first, you see. Here's the thing, people. You see, we're all of us born in sin, conceived in sins as God. Sinful natures and therefore sinful practices. So you see, that's what Jesus meant when he said you must be born again. Because unless you are born again, a day will come when you'll wish you'd never been born at all. You must be, except a man be born again. He cannot see, he cannot understand, cannot perceive the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it. But of course, when you were born the first time, you had nothing to do with that. You didn't choose your parents. You didn't choose to be born. And you don't choose to be born again. Something God does. Something God alone does. By His power, not yours.
You chat shit. Evolution's right. Evolution's proven.
So like I say, you know, people, you can't be born again of yourself. Something God does, unless He does it, you know. You see as you are, you're living your sin the way that you were born, and you'll die in the same way and go to a lost eternity. Sinning against the light. Offense against the light. Bible people. Word of God. Ability to make you wise. Not clever. Make you wise for salvation. Through faith which is in Jesus Christ. Whom I declare to you this afternoon. Believe on Him and you shall be saved. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from hell's damnation. Saved from the end of sin. Saved from the darkness. eternal darkness that is. But you got to come to the light. You got to submit. You got to surrender to the God whom you know exists. You got to surrender to the Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. God's command with the promise. Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from sin's penalty. Saved from the darkness. Saved from the power of sin. Saved from the presence of sin. Permeates your world, your homes, your hearts, your lives. Save people. Something to be saved from. The wrath to come. The judgment of Almighty God. God so loved the world, He gave His Son, that you might not perish, but that you might believe, that you might repent and believe the gospel and be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. Check these things out for yourself. See that they're so. It's offered to you free of charge. No cost, no obligation to you yourself. Yours to take and do it as you will. You'd like